That's a 3-point lead now. Second one's off, rebounded by Hoffman, Lucas Hoffman. And that's Art in the corner. Art back out to Voigt. Back to Mayfield. Mayfield into the corner. Hoffman, I think it's, yes, Hoffman for a three. So we are tied at 42, 9:37. What an answer for the Raccoons. Robinson's got the ball, right backcourt. Kicks it to Kurenko, top of the key. Over to Cook in the left backcourt. Cook, guard of, oh, he pulls up. Yes, for Cook. Ball away jumper from the corner, Tyron Cook. Blackshirts back up 42-44. This is like a heavyweight title fight. Both teams trading punches, landing punches. Boardman's going to drive. Kicks out into the corner. Art for three. Oh, Art is off. But great hustle there. Hoffman, yes. He gets the rebound. Dribbles into the corner and cashes a three. Ice in his veins. That Lucas Hoffman. Raccoons up 45-44 with the Hoffman tray, his second in two attempts in a row. Check fakes a three, and he gets fouled by Voigt. That's a key foul. That's Voigt's third. 8:43 is your time remaining. Coach Benish has another decision to make here. Voigt's going to come back out. Joshua Lumen's going to come back in. Daddy Oak is going to commit for Kurenko. So check shooting two for the Blackshirts. They called that a shooting foul because he did fake it. Got Voigt off his feet. First one by check. Yes. Off the front and back of the rim and the backboard and finding its way in. Six for check tonight. This would be a great time for check to shine here. Second free throw. From the senior, check. Yes, none of my net for Ethan Check. 7 points for him. Blackshirts up by one, 8:40 remaining. Borgman with the ball, guarded by Tadioka. Right backcourt. Kicks it to Lumen. Art, a beautiful dish, but it's knocked away. Hoffman does a great job hustling to keep it in bounds in the corner. Dish to Dart, elbow knocked away. Art recovers it. A long pass. All the way to Lorman. And the Raccoons will call a timeout here. Couple missed opportunities for the Blackshirts, but great hustle by Raccoons, who lead 46-45. And hey, instead of taking a break, we'll take a rest here. We'll stay on site here, see what the marching band has in store for us. But we've had probably at least half a dozen lead changes in this second half. 8:16 is your time remaining. Some great music here by the Raccoon Marching Band. I hope you can hear it at home. That's Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. And both student sections enjoying it. Wanted to comment too. I think because it's Parents Night, all the OCON coaching staff and managers have, they're wearing gold t-shirts with the signature purple O in the middle. As many of you know, the Oconomowoc O is exactly like Oregon's O in their logo. So, and the players come back out on the court. The Raccoons will inbound after the timeout. 8:16 remaining, 46-45 Blackshirts. And just like the song, it's been so good, so good, so good for the fans enjoying this game. Hard time with the inbound. They do get it into Art. Art to Mayfield. No, who's number two here? Borgman. Addition now to Art. Art's going to drive. No good. Great defense by Moroz. Moroz, long pass to Robinson. Here comes Robinson with the layup. Beautiful pass by Moroz. Beautiful layup. 3-point lead for Blackshirt, 7:53 remaining, 48-45. Hoffman to Art. Hoffman in the corner. Hoffman back out to Art. Art pulls up for a long three. Art off the rim, rebounded by Hoffman. Oh, and Lumen gets his first points of the game with a long three to tie it up. Love the resilience of this Raccoon team. Moreau's to check. Check back to Cook. Cook dribbling. Cook pulls up for a long two. That's off the front of the rim. Falls out. Rebounded by Borgman. Here come the Raccoons looking to take the lead back. Tied at 48. 7-10. Your time remaining. A good little give and go. Borgman going in uncontested with an easy layup. Wow. He could have driven a truck through that wide open space. So Borgman, 7 points now. 50-48 in favor of the Raccoons. Check now has it from Robinson. Check back to Robinson. Robinson to Moreau's, the right wing. Moreau's fakes to Cook. Rose driving. Nowhere to go. Beautiful little dish. Tadioka kicks it back out to Check. Now to Robinson. Robinson's going to drive. Robinson pulls up. They call a blocking foul on the shot there. That's going to go against Lumen. That's four on Lumen. So Coach Benish may be looking to make a substitution. 6:35 is your time remaining. No, they're calling it on Arndt. I stand corrected. I thought that was Lumen. Lumen was looking to draw a charge. So Robinson back at the line. Arndt's first foul, first shot. In and yes, in and out and in for Daniel Robinson. Fifteen for Robinson. Black shirts back in the lead. I believe, or no, they're, let's see here. Yes, from Robinson. No, black shirts tied up there. Apologies. 6:32 remaining. Borgman has it guarded by Tadioka, top of the key. Over to the left backcourt. Canigliaro back in the game. And Audley has it. Haven't heard from Audley in a long time. Canigliaro has it. Into the corner to Hoffman. Don't think they'll give him any more open jumpers from three-point land. Beautiful dish and Audley. Audley sails in. Audley with the left-hander. Gus Audley back in the game point-wise. So Raccoons back in the lead. 52-50. 5:58 is your time remaining. Robinson's got the ball in the left backcourt. Over to Check. Top of the key. Actually, further back near center court. Check now driving. Kicks it over to Moreau's. Into Robinson. Robinson looking for Cook. Robinson back to Moreau's. Over to Check. Check now looking over to Robinson. Some good movement here by the black shirt offense. Robinson going to go. Oh! You can hear the slap, but no call. O'Connor block. Oh, but they get a foul call. I guess that's against Moreau's. What? Go for it. Yeah. Cool. So Moreau's gets his fourth foul with 5:24 remaining. And very important free throws here for Borgman. Okonomowoc up 52-50. First one by Borgman. Yes. So Karinko's going to come in for Moreau's. And along with Tadioka, gives them more size. 53-50 Raccoons, 5:24 remaining. Second free throw from Borgman. Borgman, yes. 9 points for Borgman, 54-50 Raccoons, 5:20 and counting in the game. Cook dribbling the ball up slowly, guarded by Canigliaro. Cook kicks it back to Robinson. Robinson to Karinko, top of the key. Robinson back to Cook. Cook for three. Tyron Cook. Yes, Tyron Cook. A very important three. Making it a one-point game. Raccoons up 54-53. 4:57 and counting. Hoffman has the ball. Robin for a long three. Oh, that's off. Rebounded by Tadioka. Blackshirts have a chance to get the lead back here. Check kicks it over to Cook. Cook looking for a screen from Karinko. No, he goes for it all. Oh, that's off. And who gets the rebound? Great hustle by Canigliaro, but they're calling it off of Karinko as they both battled to save it in. So score remains 54-53, 4:34. Canigliaro will inbound to Hoffman. Hoffman dribbling up now. Gives over Bergman. Oh, Cook almost had a steal on that, but instead he gets called for a foul. So five fouls for the Black Shirts, but Cook, that's Cook's only his first foul. So Cook thought he was going for the steal there, maybe a little too physical for the ref's liking. Coniglio dribbling, trying to get around Robinson. Now Check has him. Kind of a matchup zone. Oh, Robinson gets a steal. Flips over to Cook, who will dunk it. Tyron Cook. A very important basket puts the Black Shirts ahead. 4:09 remaining. So Coniglio. Long shot from Lorman. No good, but it's rebounded by Coniglio. Oh, beautiful dish. That's ugly. Nowhere to go. They're calling a foul there. I don't understand the call. Karinko gets the call. That's only his second. 16 fouls. So Black Shirts, Raccoons one foul away from the 1-on-1. And pass is knocked away beautifully by, it was either Karinko or Cook there. Have a difficult angle here in this far corner. And it's going to be inbounded. It looks like inbounded all the way to Coniglio in the left backcourt near the near center court or near the, you know, the line. Coniglio into the corner. That's Arndt. Arndt back to Hoffman, top of the key. Hoffman into the corner. Long shot for Coniglio. That's off. That might have been Coniglio's first shot of the game. Oh, beautiful pass by Cook to Tadioka. Tadioka's shot is blocked by Arndt, but Arndt gets called for the foul. And I have to say, I have to agree with Arndt. He is disgusted with the call. I thought he had all ball. But as it is, Tadioka will go to the line. That's only two fouls against Arndt. And I know the reasoning is when you get hit from the back like that, usually they're going to call the foul. Sometimes 8-9 times out of 10. But I thought Arndt had all ball on that. First free throw from Tadioka, no good. So Black Shirts ahead, 55-54. Would love to get at least one of these free throws from the senior. And that one's off. Two misses for Tadioka. Arndt has the outlet from Void, who's back in the game. Arndt dribbling now. We have kind of a matchup zone here, like a 1-3-1. Arndt over to Hoffman. Dishes in beautifully to Void. Void back to Coniglio, back to Voight. Oh, he doesn't expect a pass. Check has the loose ball into Cook. Cook with a beautiful spin. Trouble. Can't get the rebound. And they're going to get Voight with the push. And Cook's going to go to the line. Let's see what they call that on. That's four on Voight. With 3:02 remaining, Black Shirts up 55-54. It's a two-shot situation based on what the scoreboard's saying. Timeout's being called. And we'll take a quick one, too, here on the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network. Walk Radio, 101 FM, 540 AM. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday.
Hey, we're back. Tyron Cook, first of two free throws, looking to add to our 55-54 lead. 3:02 remaining in the second half in a well-played game by both teams. Yes, from Cook. It's now a two-point Black Shirt lead. points for Cook. Will it be 21? Second one. Yes, for Cook. Finds its way in. Black Shirts now up by three. 3 minutes and counting in the game. Coniglio dribbling up slowly for the Raccoons. Boy, it'd be great if we could get a stop here. Great adjustment by Coach Richter moving to a zone as well. Long shot from Arndt for three. That's off. And Cook gets the rebound. Richter's telling him to push it. Great recovery by the Raccoons. So Cook will slow it down. Cook now to Karinko for three from the wing. Oh, that's off. And it ends up in Hoffman's hand. Back to Arndt. Arndt's going to drive. Kicks it to Hoffman. Wide open for three. Yes, for Hoffman. We are tied again. I don't understand why they leave him open. 57-0. I believe that's three threes for Hoffman. 2:08 remaining. Cook kicks it over to Cech. Cech to Karinko, right wing. Karinko now dribbles to the top of the key. Hits Cech, who comes over to the right wing. Cech guard by Borgman. Cech driving. He's got some space. Beautiful dish to Karinko. Karinko fakes the three. He's now driving. He's got to move. Yes for Karinko. A beautiful drive by Tommy Karinko. Black shirts back up by two. 1:44 remaining. And there's another timeout. Hey, Calvin, let's go to station identification here on the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Thank you, Calvin. And here we are at the beautiful Christine Gale Douglas Fieldhouse at Oconomowoc High School. And we'll take a moment to enjoy the sound of the Oconomowoc Marching Band. I think Connor wants to join the band. You could be the baton guy. All right. Both teams back on the floor. I anticipate the band has stopped. 1:44 remaining. Black shirts up by two. Inbound to Arndt. Arndt dribbling up slowly. Robinson will guard him. Tadioka's in for Krinkle. Beautiful drive. Yes, from Arndt. We are tied again. Five for Arndt. He went all the way in. Morose has the ball. Top of the key. Guarded by Arndt. Kicks it over to Robinson. 1:16 remaining. Robinson drives beautifully. Robinson, yes! Daniel Robinson with a right-handed layup. Not an easy shot, but he makes it true. 61-59. 1:06 is your time remaining. Another big stand for the Black Shirts. Canigliaro over to Arndt. Arndt guarded by Robinson. Hoffman in the corner. Cook covering him. Now Borgman has it. Borgman, a beautiful dish. Hoffman, oh, gets blocked. But they call foul. Wow, Cook knocked that away. That was all ball. That's two on Cook. But more importantly, Hoffman will go to the line with 50 seconds remaining. Connor, what's your thought? Was there any contact there?
Unfortunately, I didn't see the play, so I wouldn't be able to.
First one's good from Hoffman. It's now a one-point game. 9 points for Hoffman, looking to get double digits with this next free throw. And Coach Richter will now call a timeout to ice the shooter here. So, Connor, what's your strategy? 50 seconds remaining. You're up by one. The Raccoons have another free throw left to hopefully tie it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, it depends on if he makes it or not. If they do, then they would have to convert on the next possession here. I would most likely go for two and draw a foul just to get something quick so we could have some more time just in case. But if they don't make it, then I would say...
If I'm Coach Benish...
Huh?
If I'm Coach Benish and not to cast aspersions on our Black Shirts, but I would foul right away. Give your players enough time.
Okay.
Especially knowing how well they've been shooting from three-point
line. Yeah, exactly.
And knowing that we haven't been doing really well from the free throw line.
Yeah. I think Coach Richter is going to set up a good plan here, though. So let's see what they can do in the last 50 seconds of the game.
Sounds great. So Black Shirts have a one-point lead that seems fleeting with the second free throw by the sure-shooting Lucas Hoffman, who has 10 points tonight on three trays, looking to get his 11th point on the second free throw, which would then tie the game for the Raccoons. Big shot coming. Our boys have to box out here. No offensive rebounds on this miss, if it is a miss. Raccoons in their white jerseys. And he makes it. We are tied. And Raccoons with a full court press. Inbound to Robinson.
Thinking here you get the ball down the court.
Robinson, I believe the Black Shirts have played for the last shot here.
They're going to play for the last shot here?
I would. I mean, you don't want to give the Raccoons the ball knowing how well they shoot from three-point land.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we plan on draining a three here, but I would just as soon play for the last shot. Robinson now has the ball from Czech. Robinson taking his time, gives it to Tadioka. Tadioka to Robinson near the top of the key. Robinson drives, kicks it out to Czech. Czech back to Robinson. And the Black Shirts call another timeout. 17.4 seconds is your time remaining. We'll keep it here, Connor. While we get some music for the marching band. I hope if you're listening at home, you can hear this marching band for Oconomowoc. He's done a great job tonight. And we witnessed a great game, no matter the outcome, but we sure hope it's a Black Shirt victory. After getting beaten badly by Oconomowoc, and that was back in December, my apologies, I thought it was in January, but one of the earlier Classic 8 matchups. The Black Shirts now have a chance to get out of here with a win. If we can convert on a last second shot. And you got to believe it's either Robinson or Cook for the last shot. No mystery there. As long as we got to be really smart with the inbound. Let's see what the Raccoons are. Raccoons playing tight on the inbound. Cook is in the post here. Nope, they're going to pop it out to Robinson in his own backcourt. No pressure. 15 and counting. Hart guarding Robinson, still dribbling, moving over to the left backcourt. 9 seconds. Goes around to Cook. Into Cook. It's going to be Cook. Cook tries, pulls off the shot from Cook. Air ball, no good. They lose it, though. Time is out in regulation. We are going to overtime here at the Gale Douglas Fieldhouse at Oconomowoc High School. Stick around, sports fans. We'll be back after these messages.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Back, Gale Douglas Fieldhouse at Oconomowoc High School. This is overtime. 61-61. There'll be a tip-off at half court. Arndt versus Cook. Looks like starting lineup in for the Black Shirts. Oconomowoc will stay with Borgman. Borgman has it. Pass over to Canigliaro, guarded by Cook. Arndt has it now, guarded by Robinson. A beautiful dish to Audley. Nowhere to go for Audley. Audley, no good on the reverse layup. And a great, great rebound there. Great defense by Karinko and great rebound by Morose. Cook now coming up. Robinson signaling to him. He may look to do a give and go. 3:27 remaining in overtime. Cook's going to drive. Cook kicks it out to Karinko over to Czech in the corner. Czech comes the middle. Czech's going to drive. Czech will do it himself. Oh, and he's fouled. That one's going to go against Hoffman. That's only his first. You know, there was really nowhere to go for Cech. If Hoffman doesn't make contact there, that's an easy rebound for the Raccoons.
Yeah, that was a good take by Cech right there.
You know, going back to the last shot, I would have thought Tyree might have gone for something where he could have gotten fouled there, but instead it was a fall-away jumper with at least two or three bodies on him. And
yeah, I don't think that was I think Tyron may have thought that Daniel was going to go for the last shot because he seemed pretty surprised when he called the pick.
Confusion, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So. First free throw by Cech is no good. Let's see if we can get the lead back here. Second free throw from Cech. Yes. All net for Cech. 8 points for the senior. Art will dribble it up. 62-61 black shirts. 3 of 10 and counting. Black shirts go to a man now. That zone was working earlier. Art still has it. Guarded by Morose. He's going to drive. Spins. Art pulls up. Yes, from Art. A beautiful little jumper. Great defense by Morose, but beautiful touch by Art. So it's now a 1 point. 1 point Raccoon lead. 2:44 and counting. Robinson has the ball. Robinson to Morose in the corner. Morose looking to dish to Karinko. Karinko well guarded by Borgman. Back to Morose in the corner. Morose dribbles out. Gets it to Cech. Now cuts through while Cech goes to the right wing and closer. Oh, beautiful steal by Borgman on the pass to Robinson from behind. A very Michael Jordan-esque on Karl Malone type of steal. Art has the ball near the middle of the court. Guarded by, he's going to drive. The layup, no good. Rebounded. And it'll go. It'll stay with the Raccoons here.
Yeah, I think that was the right call.
It was the right call. I just got confused because it looked like the ref was pointing our way.
Yeah.
So I think Robinson wanted an over-the-back call there. So Art will rebound into the corner. Back to Art. Well guarded in the corner. Art guarded by Morose. Borgman has it now. Borgman, nowhere to go. He's driving on Morose. Good little spin. Oh, loses control of the ball, but they're going to call a foul here. I can't believe that. And I think it's going to go against Morose. No, it's Karinko.
That's his third. I saw the foul. He got hit in the eye.
Oh, is that okay?
Yeah.
I just saw him lose control of the ball, so I didn't see where Karinko got in there. But so a 1-on-1 opportunity, I think they're saying. Yep, it's a 1-on-1, 18 fouls. And it's off! Rebounded by Robinson. 1:49 remaining. Robinson going, nope, he's going to pull it out. Gives it to Karinko. Back to Robinson in the corner. Robinson for a long three. That's off. Rebounded by Borgman. Gives it to Art. 1:33 remaining, and Art taking his time. Guarded by Robinson. Oh, Robinson knocks it away. Thought it went off of Art's shoe, but the ref's saying it's going the other way. Nice little strip there by Robinson. 1:27 remaining. Black shirts trying to get the lead back, trailing 63-62 here in overtime. And Tadioka's going to sub for Karinko, going out with three fouls. Inbound to Art, guarded by Robinson. He comes over center court, in the right back court. He's driving. Nope. Still driving on Robinson. He's going to take it himself. Pulls up. That's way off. Air ball. Rebounded by Cech to Cook. Cook looking. Cook's going to do it all by himself. He gets fouled in the basket. Oh! Canigliaro gets the call. That's going to be four on Canigliaro. Cook at the line to hopefully tie it up and give us the lead back here.
Yeah, that was a good quick little play by Tyron there.
It was a nice drive. You know, and a good foul by Canigliaro. You got to make him, you know, he took away his ability to make the shot. Yes, Bert! Cook! Email me, Rick at the RickSmithShow.com. If you miss any portion of the program, you can download the 25 for Cook. This next basket will give the Black Shirts a lead with 105 remaining in overtime. A great game tonight. Second one from Cook. In and out. Rebounded by Hoffman. We are tied. Still. Cook guarding Canigliaro. Tight. broadcasting to the world on the Civic Media app. Caniglio gives it over to Art. No, excuse me. Yes, it is Art. Art Hoffman. I think that's Borgman. He's driving underneath. Borgman, nowhere to go. I think he traveled, but gets away with it. Kicks it out for a long three. In and out. Rebounded by Cook. What a rebound by Cook. He almost scraped the ceiling with that rebound.
Yeah, he looks kind of mad right now after missing that one. So
he does, yep. 30 seconds. Black shirts will again play for the last shot, I would believe. And I don't know about you, Connor, but I'd love to get home and get some sleep before my show tomorrow. Cook gives it to Robinson. It's very loud. It's deafeningly loud here. One of my favorite oxymorons. Robinson guarded by Canigliaro. 8 seconds. They give it to Cook. It's going to be Cook again. Cook. Kicks it over. Artem shot. Oh! Moroz took the last shot. There was three guys on Karinko, on Cook. Moroz is wide open. And we are going to a second overtime.
It's looking like Tyron.
Here at the Gale. Tyron wanted a foul called
in. Yeah, and I think he should have gotten it. That was too much coverage. Way too much coverage. There was a lot of contact there.
Yeah. Wait, because he dished it off. They didn't make the call.
Yeah.
So. And that is a tough call to make in overtime.
Well, I mean, it's a call you got to make.
Yeah.
You got to penalize the defense for being too heavy in those situations.
Yeah, I think Blackshirt's going to design a better play there. Get one of our guys. I think they could have designed a better play to get our guys in space. I mean, the whole house knows it's either Daniel or Tyron getting the ball. Patient trying to go to the basket, get a foul without getting a charge. Or knowing the other good shooters we have, you know, can check the ball. When you got that kind of coverage, you know, find that open man. So, players come back out on the court as the marching band gives you YMCA. Connor's enjoying himself. So, Calvin, I feel like I'm hearing some other broadcast going on. Calvin. Players come out for the tip-off. Okay, maybe it's just me then. Are you hearing anything, Connor? Okay. So, Cook and Art will tip off. Tip-off goes to, it's out of bounds. It'll go to Oconomowoc. It looks like Cook touched it, or it might be a re-jump. Nope, it's going to go to OC. Good news is on a help ball, we get the next possession. I don't think there's any harm here. I don't mind starting out on defense here in overtime, provided we can get a big stop here early on. The inbound is going to go to Audley. We haven't heard much from him, and he's been dynamite this game, leading all scorers, I believe, still. He's definitely leading Ocon. Art into Audley, guarded by Check. Oh! Audley, trouble the ball. He misses a shot, but he gets fouled by Check. Thought he might have traveled there, too. That's three fouls on Check with 3:45 remaining in the second overtime. Score 63 all. In August, Audley. Audley makes his 28th point tonight with that first free throw. Raccoons are ahead 64-63. 3:45 in the second overtime. Second free throw from Audley. That's in. 29 for Audley. Inbound to Robinson. Light pressure from the Raccoons. Robinson gets over the line, kicks over to Check, top of the key. Check to Cook. Cook to Karinko. Karinko to Check in the corner. Down, guarded by Audley. He finds Moroz, top of the key. Moroz to Robinson, standing next to him. Robinson to Karinko, back to Robinson. Robinson guarded by Arndt. Robinson pushes in. He gets fouled. And the basket goes. Daniel Robinson with a clutch bucket that could put the Blackshirts back in the lead with this free throw. Great defense by Arndt there. A lot of contact between him and Robinson. Thought Robinson might have got away with the push. Robinson willed that bucket. Beautiful off the glass. That was great defense by Arndt. First one from Robinson. Yes. Black shirts back in the lead, but only by one. Canigliaro guarded heavily by Cook. Cook slapping the floor. Wants to get a big stop here. Canigliaro's going to go all the way. He gets blocked. They call a foul.
I disagree with that.
I do. Totally. I had a really going. Robinson was there with yeah. him. He got the ball.
You could just see the ball pop out of his hands because of him blocking it. So I don't really see what the
I don't like the call.
Guy. Yeah.
So the third foul on Robinson, or excuse me, yes, on Robinson, who comes over for a drink of water. This will be a two-shot foul. Now it's a 10th team foul. First one from Tino Canigliaro, and it's in. We're tied again. Canigliaro's first bucket of the night, mind you. Probably had the most playing time of anybody out here.
Mm-hmm.
But he's contributed in so many other ways. He's really been a factor here defensively. I'd love to know the number of assists that he has. For the lead, Canigliaro, yes. So his first 2 points of the game are perhaps the most important here for the Raccoons. Now ahead, 67-66. 3:03 remaining as Cook dribbles it up slowly. Guarded by guess who? Canigliaro. Cook over to Tadioka on the wing. Tadioka to Moreau's in the corner. Moreau's back to Check, top of the key. Man defense for the Raccoons. Here comes Check, kicks it out to Tadioka. Tadioka showing three, but gives it back to Check. 2:35 is your time remaining. Good patience by the Blackshirts. Check over to Tadioka. And over to Moreau's in the wing. Back to Check. Back to Robinson now. 2:23 is your time. Robinson pulls up for two. Yes, from Daniel Robinson. And a timeout. I think that's the OC who called that. 68-67. 2:19. So, Connor, the Blackshirts need a big stop here.
Yeah, they do.
If you go back to that zone that worked well towards the end of regulation.
Yeah, I think that'll work. I think they gotta make sure they can't pull off any threes, and they gotta make sure they don't draw any fouls here. Those are the two things they're gonna have to prevent.
Yeah. And really, I want to see you. Maybe you want to kind of force O'Connell back to make a quicker shot.
Yeah.
I don't want them sitting on the ball and playing for the last shot.
Yeah. Put a lot of pressure on them. Make them drive. If you can make them drive and put defense and not foul them, I think that's the best thing you can do right now.
You know, because last time we were here with Coach Benish when we were back at our house and they had a big lead, so we don't know how he would what he would do in this situation. But it would be interesting to see if they sit on this ball and play for the last shot. Blackshirts have had the opportunity on regulation in the first overtime for the last shot, couldn't get it to fall. So Moreau's and Tadioka pressuring the inbound. No other pressure from the Blackshirt defense. Oh, Moreau's almost had a steal on the inbound. Canigliaro gets it and gives it to Borgman back in the game, guarded by Tadioka. Borgman makes a move. No, he pulls it back out. Gives it to Arndt. Arndt guarded by Tadioka. So kind of a matchup zone here, Connor. Tadioka, Arndt's driving beautifully. Oh, he misses everything.
All right.
Big rebound for Daniel Robinson. Blackshirts adding to it. Looking to add to a 68-67 lead. 151 is your time remaining. I really hope they sit on this ball. No pressure. I say you get – I would foul Check if I'm – I give it to Tacker Cook and
I'd start fouling now.
Moreau's dribbling now. Moreau's going. He's got to look.
He crossed him.
Moreau's misses everything. Rebounded by Borgman. So the strategy worked for Oconomowoc, forcing
him
Moreau's to drive.
Yeah.
I would have pulled it out if I was Moreau's. 1:16 remaining. Dishes in to Audley. Audley driving. Audley pulling around. Audley, yes! And Audley goes down. He's hurt. The Raccoons take the lead, and he's up, but he's limping. He should go out. I don't know. Trainer has not come out, but so the good news for Oconomowoc is Audley makes a go-ahead bucket. The bad news is he came down hard. He's staying in the game, though. That's a tough kid. And that's 32 points, I believe, for Audley.
So Robinson on the inbound.
And it's Robinson to check now. 57 seconds left. Check to Cook. Cook to Karinko. Karinko to check. Robinson's got the ball. I see Robinson taking this shot.
Yeah, I do
too. Guarded by Arndt. So clearing Karinko out. Clearing out check. Trying to create the one-on-one here. Karinko comes over to set a pick on Arndt's right. Borgman recovers. Here comes Robinson. A beautiful move. Robinson off the front of the rim. Oh, but Moroz tips the rebound away, and Richter will call a timeout.
That was a beautiful, beautiful offensive rebound by Moroz there.
That was.
That pretty much saved them the
it sure did.
The game.
It saved the game. And Moroz very much like Conigliaro, doing so many things away from the ball.
Yeah.
Non-shooting things. And that was one of them. There were two raccoons ready to seize that rebound, and Moroz split the difference and knocked it away and ended up in foul hands. That could, you know, if we win this, that'll be the play we look back on. So 25.8 seconds. And now the marching band is Queens, We Will Rock You. So the raccoons are out on the floor, still waiting for the black shirts to come out. And black shirts come out. It's Karinko. It's the starting lineup out there. Moroz will inbound from the left side on the Oconomowoc fan side, adult fan side. Long inbound all the way to Robinson. 25 seconds remaining. I think it's going to be Robinson again. Robinson to Moroz in the corner. Moroz to Robinson. 15 seconds here. Moroz clears out for Robinson. And another timeout for Coach Richter. So 11.4 seconds left. Blackshirts trailing by one in double overtime to Oconomowoc. Hey, Calvin, let's do a quick station identification.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And we're back. And over the noise, over the din of the Oconomowoc marching band, the black shirts are designed to be hopefully a game-winning play. With 15.4 seconds left after Blackshirt timeout. Blackshirt's inbound and Richter called another timeout. Getting a look at their actual defense. Hopefully he saw something that he really liked. So I'm looking, I'm getting a good look here at Gus Audley, guarded by Check. He's not that much bigger than Check, but Audley plays big for being only 6'2". Inbound to Cook, 10 seconds and counting. Cook's got it. Over to Robinson. Robinson pulls up, ball stripped away. They throw it up in the air, and that'll do it. Ocon wins. There was no foul. Robinson dribbled into a crowd and the ball got stripped away. Coach Richter thought he had a foul call there, at least on Oconomowoc to get him to go to the line, but great move by, I think it was Arndt that tossed the ball up in the air to let the clock run out. So a heartbreaking loss by the Blackshirts in double overtime. So many opportunities to win. So, unfortunately, a tough, a heartbreaking loss, a well-played game by both teams. We might have had over 20 lead changes tonight, Connor.
Yeah, that was really tough to see. That last play, I think they should have called. They should have called the foul there. But
I thought. Oh, you mean against Daniel? Against the
no, against on Daniel.
Yeah, when he when they got the ball, yeah.
Because that was tough to watch. They put up a really good effort. I think they should have won that game. I think they played, especially with how much better they've gotten since last game. I think they wanted it more. I think they played better, but I think it was just a matter of
defense was outstanding.
Yeah. I think it was just a matter of the game. I think it was those small mistakes. I hate to criticize them after such a great game, but you know, you had a couple of missed free throws there and you know that.
Well, and I think too is you have two you know, there's two guys that are going to get the ball there and they just key on them and they really didn't have an answer. You would like to have seen them like in the playoff game against McGuanago last year in the sectional semifinal. Tyron Cook dished it off to Brady Hennis while Cook was being triple teamed and Hennis put in the winning bucket. And I would have thought that might have been the design.
Yeah, I thought he was designing a play for at least for one of the other players there.
Yeah,
it would have been good to see Tadioka because he was open for a second. I know he had made a three earlier in the game.
But Karinka was in there at the end, wasn't he?
Yeah, Karinka. Oh, well, I think it was Tadioka at the end. Tack was in at the end. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he had another shot. Before Richter called timeout, Robinson had a pretty decent look. I know he had missed, but you know, there's just other opportunities. I think that they could have drawn out of that. Yeah. And I feel like
it was really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's, you know, a great effort. You know, they played, they really improved their game.
Exactly.
Especially after a tough loss to Catholic Memorial on the road, even though the road was just down the street from the high school, as you say.
Yeah.
They came out to dance against a team that really controlled them.
I mean,
at South.
Yeah, I think it's a good game. Like, I think this is a good game. Like, even with the loss, I think it shows how much better the players are playing now that Richter's kind of changed up his lineup and his.
They had that matchup zone at the end of the regulation. I thought they would have stayed with that in overtime.
Yeah,
it really was effective.
It was effective. I think they were trying to get them to drive and take more wild shots by doing that.
Yeah.
And not and I think they also kind of knew that they probably weren't going to go from the three. So taking a zone, it would have been effective still. I think it would have been an option, but I think that was his mindset why he didn't switch over to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, besides just a couple of mistakes like that, that's one on the coaching side and a couple more. Yeah. On the offensive side, I think we played a pretty perfect game. And honestly, I think if it was against any other team that I think we've played in the conference thus far, I think it would have been a W. So, yeah, I don't want the Black Shirts or Black Shirt Nation to feel bad about this one. I think we're still looking good going in the playoffs. So.
So the Black Shirts return home. Okay, see you tomorrow morning. Thanks, Dan. So the Black Shirts return home on Monday for a rescheduled game. It's going to be Port Washington. As you recall, the Milwaukee-Marshall game was canceled. Marshall was a no-show. So we hope to have that game broadcast on Facebook live stream because Calvin will be working the Paul Revere show out of the studio that broadcasts on all networks. Tomorrow morning at 8, this week at Waukesha, my guest is Athletic Director Dan Schreier, who just said goodnight to me, along with the Earl of Civic Media, Earl Ingram. And we'll have a lot to talk about with Waukesha South Athletics, especially football, but as well as with a lot of other exciting things going on in our community. So join us at 8 tomorrow morning on This Week in Waukesha. And next Saturday morning at 8, my guest I want to let you right now is Maria Wadina de Pilar, the Vice President of Community Engagement for La Casa de Esperanza, promoting their, I believe it's their 59th annual gala, anniversary gala. On March 4th. So mark that on your calendars for next Saturday, the 18th. But again, tomorrow morning, join me with Earl Ingram and Dan Schreier. Thanks for listening, everybody. Please remember that safety is everyone's responsibility. This has been the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network here on Walk Radio 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw. Bye for now and see ya.
So really what's required now in part is just a little more skepticism on behalf of folks in Congress. Yep. Towards these stories, towards these promises that the companies are making about all the capital investment we're going to see, all the job creation we're going to see. Because it's just not happening.
No,
they got what they want.
We need a much more aggressive populace as well to hold these companies accountable. I've been calling for, you know, where's the Truman Commissions of after World War II, looking at war profiteering? You know, where is that now after the pandemic? You know, where are... I mean, I think we need to get much more militant and holding these people accountable, because the reality is they don't fear the government. They control most of it because they lobby heavily and spend heavily on buying the best democracy money can buy. And this is where this, you know, people on both sides of the aisle get jaded that, oh, we can't, there's nothing we can do. And this is why I give Biden credit. At least he's trying. It may not be as much as I want it to be or you would want it to be, but it's a step in that direction.
Absolutely. And, you know, on both the individual and corporate side, we've made gains and there's a clear path towards continuing those gains. Preserve the $80 billion, strengthen the corporate minimum tax. And yeah, absolutely do something or contemplate something like the billionaire minimum tax that the president reiterated his support for on Tuesday this week.
Yeah.
You know, we all know that the reason the very wealthy can get away with murder tax-wise on the individual side is because they've got lots of capital gains and they don't have to realize it. You know, Jeff Bezos has made $100 billion just through the appreciation of his stock. He's not getting taxed on that, but it's absolutely money he can use it to make his life better. So we need to get to a place where we're finding a way for the very best off Americans to tax capital gains as they accrue. Not to wait for them to get sold, which could happen 20 years from now or even never. We need to find a way to tax capital gains in a market-to-market way, like year over year over year. So it's fantastic that the president is calling for that.
No, it's important. And again, to me, it's I don't care what he did 20 or 30 years ago. It's the proposals he's putting on the table right now that I find most hopeful. But Matt, I appreciate the time and the thoughts. I hope folks will check out the website, itep.org, ITEP.org. We'll get links out on social media. Matt Gardner, I appreciate the time, man.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Matt's a senior fellow over at the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. We'll get links out on social media. You can check out their website. Going to take a quick break. Right back. Stick around. Listen to the Rick Smith Show.
Phone lines are open. Give Rick a call at 1-866-416-RICK. That's 1-866-416-7425.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1971. That was the day that's known in Great Britain as the Battle of Saltley Gate. 30,000 Birmingham engineers had walked out in solidarity with a strike held by the National Union of Mine Workers. The miners were taking a stand against austerity pay. The Saltley Coking Works had become the epicenter in the national labor struggle. During the labor dispute, the miners' union and the government had agreed that coal would only go to priority customers like hospitals. But Saltley defied the agreement and kept their gates open. A long line of trucks formed to enter the depot. The workers knew that if Saltley continued to operate, it would undermine their strike. The call went out for a mass action to close the gates. Between 10 and 15,000 working people answered the call. The Evening Mail described the scene with a front page story, writing, "Below trade union banners, a sea of faces stretched for as far as the eye could see. And there was a great roar as the gates shut for the first time since picketing began last week." Faced with such a crowd, security workers from the depot were forced to close the gate. The crowd erupted with a cheer. Arthur Scarhill, president of the miners' union, climbed onto a roof to address the crowd, declaring, "If working people are united, they can achieve anything." The victory was a turning point. A little over a week later, the government had agreed to a pay raise for the miners.
A solid wall, are we? Close the gates, close the gates. Our strength is unity, close the gates. We marched across the years through hunger, doubt, and fears. We are the engineers. Close the gates, close the gates.
Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.
You're listening to The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
You know, whenever I think about tax policy, I go back to the Reagan tax bill, the tax reform of 86, where in that, again, major slap in the face for working people. And it's one of those things that never gets remembered, but it was the Reagan tax bill that for the first time taxed unemployment benefits. It's one of those things where you go, really? Unemployment replaces about 40%. And in Republican states, it's even less than that of what you had been earning before. And then to throw a tax on top of that just seemed like a real massive slap in the face, especially during the Reagan years, while there was massive job losses because of their high dollar policy that encouraged corporations to flee this country and in droves for cheap labor overseas. You know, it's just one of those things that you go, when do we say enough? I mean, again, you know, I go back to this tax thing, and it's you know, just remarkable to me that we're so divided on it. It should be simple. It should be something that everyone coalesces around. The bigger it goes back to the cave, the bigger your shoulders, the more water you carry back to the cave, the more that you've attained, the more that you help society. I mean, this idea that, you know, I got mine and the heck with yours was very much a Reagan era mantra. You know, greed is good. The one who dies with the most toys wins. And now they've taken it into the religious sphere. And this idea that now if you're poor, if that you're struggling, it's your fault. I've got a problem with that. This is why, again, I come back to the president's State of the Union. Thought he knocked it out of the park. Hit the right themes. Hit those themes of how we're going to make lives better, how we're going to move the country forward. And for me, we've got to have this conversation as a country, because China is getting much more aggressive. They see their country going to struggle if we're no longer their consumer of last resort. If our economy is struggling to continue to buy as much as they need to continue to grow at the pace that they're growing, if the rest of the world's going, whoa, wait a second, you know, maybe not, things are going to get ugly. And this is where, you know, if you're truly one of those America First people, this is one of those topics: reshoring manufacturing, domestic supply chains, that you should all be in favor of. There should not be a Republican against. And this is where they go, well, you know, there was something in the bill I objected to. Nonsense. We need to rebuild and recreate those jobs that really made a solid middle class existence. And yet I spend a little time on the social media, you know, getting people's thoughts and their opinions. And I say, look, you know, the reality is we need stronger labor unions. We need stronger, you know, ability to, you know, and wow, the level of brainwashing that has happened in this country all down the line, the talking points that just come out, boom, 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 boom. Oh, unions were something we needed 100 years ago. We don't need it anymore. Really? Wages have been stagnant for 30 years. Overtime is being eviscerated. The number of people who are being forced to work for free. You know, I was just talking with my producer earlier today about the fact that, you know, there's this Twitter meme that's been going around, or Instagram, or one of them, of someone who said that they're not going to work from home anymore because the boss said that they can't work from home, and the boss was mad because they wouldn't work from home. And you go, yeah, I mean, I remember when you left your job at the job. There was none of this, you know, being on call 24/7 to answer your email, to answer phone calls, to deal with problems at work. You did that at work. We're in an interesting time. Want to hear your thoughts? Email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. If you miss any portion of the program, make sure you grab the podcast. Wherever you find your favorite podcast, you'll find ours.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.